Hold on. We're not going on the boat. Derek's selling the house. We have to go to therapy?
What the fuck happened?
I've got a belly full of white dog crap. And now you lay this shit on me?
Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast. Stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast. Super duper stupid cast. Two boys, one mic, living the stupid life on some other shit like Step Brothers. The poop is white. We do it right. Wait, we do it wrong. Whatever, just sing along to our stupid song. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. D. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. U. Stupid cast, stupid, stupid cast. M. Stupid cast, super duper stupid cast. M.
Is the house haunted?
I think we're recording.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Tiny Fishburne.
My Tiny Fishburne.
I gotta say, Matt, very proud of you for watching Apocalypse Now.
Are we in?
We're in. We're on.
We're in. Oh, man. Yeah, it was...
You speak up a little bit, though. Yeah, they're registered.
All right, am I good? You know what, Bruno? I forgot to do my breathing exercises. I usually do my breathing exercises before we cast, and so I'm sorry if I'm not projecting.
I love your phlegm.
That's just a little taste. I do that for about an hour.
You do it that much?
For an hour before we cast. And it gets higher.
You should do that every...
So by like the last 10 minutes, this is a full out scream.
Like every hour on the hour. You should do that every hour. Till you die.
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 Well, this is episode...
Is that a little Axl Rose right there that crept in?
I think that was... Brick Shit House.
Oh.
Is it Shit
Ow.
Shit House?
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Is that how the song goes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is episode... What number of episode is this, Matt? I know.
And you know. 36.
You know, only reason you know that is because I looked it up and I sent it to you.
You sent it to me.
Yeah. So I'm the grown-up.
So you're the grown-up.
Okay. What else we got?
What else we got here?
Are you nervous about being back? It's almost a year.
Are you nervous about being back? It's almost a year.
I don't care about it.
I don't care about it either.
Okay, good. Good, so we got that covered.
I've been repeating you the last minute.
Imposter cast? Do we talk about that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, those stupid boys.
No, not even that. There's another...
That's right. Yeah. What's it? Bry sent it to us.
Loved it.
A month back.
He loved it. He said it was the best show he ever heard. He loved it. Him and Jay just sit there and just listen.
Feel bad.
I wonder what that show is like.
Can't be good.
Maybe I can sell on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just start putting their episodes up on our site. Listen, right. These guys just took it and ran with it.
They got everything. They got, they got some good songs that they play.
Yeah.
They get some funny content.
Jay probably likes it because they get, you know, they both wear headphones. Mm. They get a nice little, sophisticated.
Microphones.
Recording equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't say aggressive as much.
Is that the polar opposite of stupid? Like, is that just so stupid that it's stupid? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's like we keep it fucking legit dumb.
Yeah, I think those guys are just being kind of like
they think it's witty. We're just dumb.
They think they're kind of ironic, and they're just they're probably there's probably not a lot of,
what do you think they sound like?
You know, they might actually just be really stupid.
No, Jesus Christ!
And you know why? Their pants are too tight, so the circulation, the blood circulation. Is slowed down, so they're not getting a lot of...
Hey, this is episode one of the stupid cast. I didn't think I'd be this nervous.
I didn't take enough Advan before we started.
maybe we should start over. I'm not feeling this. How many people do you think are listening? Do you think like a billion?
They just redo our shows with their fucking voices. They just don't have like man voices.
Bunch of joikoffs.
Yeah, fucking jagoffs.
Jagaloons.
Now, you want to talk about the mattress under the stairs that I just noticed?
What's that? Oh, that's a tiny mattress.
You got a tiny mattress under your staircase.
That's a tiny mattress that my daughter never slept on.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to sell it? You want to try to sell? We'll try to sell it today at the bar.
We should. We get that. I got a whole nice crib and everything.
It's painted green.
Yeah.
Boom. Mattress. It's a mattress sale.
You know what? Maybe we go to a. When's the next Kentucky Derby? When do they do that? Is that in the summer?
Pretty sure it's in Kentucky.
Maybe we go there and you try to sell it to one of the jockeys. They could sleep. They have a nice crib for a jockey.
I could just bring it, you know, we could bring it just to Suffolk Downs.
Suffolk Downs?
Just fucking, while they're running, just throw it on the fucking track. Just throw it right on the track. Mattress for you tiny boys. Just walk up and just throw it on the track and just fucking leave.
We cause the trip, but then he lands on the mattress, so he's safe.
He's safe.
And he's like, wow, this is really comfortable. It'd be a great commercial.
Like $25.
$25, guy.
Come on.
He slides on it.
And let me see your ID. You tiny fuck. How old are you? You 50 my ass.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Actually, you know what? That's horse shit.
Oh, we are back, baby.
We are back at it.
We are fucking back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's St. Patty's Day. You got your green on? I do.
I got my little green.
You know I'm colorblind? Did I ever tell you that? I'm colorblind?
Are you?
No.
Well, I know you get some eye issues.
Yeah, like one doesn't work very well. But both of them could see.
One's like game off, one's game on.
Yeah, yeah. One does its own thing. I got a fucking plate in my left eye. It's nice. I got a contact the size of a fucking ashtray I put in every morning.
You should start wearing an eye patch.
I should.
That would be nice.
That would be a hot look.
I can pitch you with, like, you have a pirate look. I can pitch you with a patch and a bandana.
That's when I blow out the Brolin.
Yeah.
I would have to go through a stage. A Brolin is a Josh Brolin big old haircut like he has in Sicario for anybody who doesn't know what a Brolin is.
Just puffed out. Just, you know, we're thinking. Think about Travolta in Grease. Think just about, a fucking, you know, just
a hair.
Just hair. Just nice.
Just a fucking big old hair.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it. I made the attempt to grow it out a little bit. A few months back.
Oh, yeah.
I got like a month in, and it was just, I was just like, was I looked like a fucking chia pet. I cut it off. When I cut it off, I looked at the mirror, I'm like, there he is. He's back. But now I kind of want to blow out that Brolin again.
Yeah, but then we were saying, have a face Brolin. So you got a nice wavy Brolin on your face. Brolin beard. So we're saying,
oh,
that.
Yeah.
We do a reverse Brolin.
Yeah, or I could grow out the beard. And, like, slick the beard back over my whole face.
Oh, God.
And just blow out two little eye holes. Instead of glasses, I have little ports.
Well, just so you can see, you grow it, till it drops. I'm talking, like, 7 or 8 inches. Well, that's going to be longer than that. I'm talking, like, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And then you go to the side.
Oh.
So at least now you can see, but now you have, like, a comb over that goes, you know what I'm saying, like, to the side and over the top.
What do we call that? Comb-olin?
Colon?
You call it a colon. Side blow?
Side blow.
Blow out.
Colon blow, blowing you
blow
away.
Blow out. Me and Bri used to call one of our buddies Blowout all the time. Like, so much so I really didn't even know his real name.
Yeah.
I still have him on my phone as Blowout, and because he had a blowout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he lost his hair.
Jay Blowout.
You still call him Blowout, though.
That's right.
Yep, he lost that hair. He lost his blowing. Too much blowing.
Know why? Because he got totally clean and he found God.
Told me he watched his Lifetime movies. I think he was serious.
Yeah, he's like a classic. Got sobered up, found God.
He tried pulling me into that fucking trap. I'm like, hey, good luck with that.
Yeah. That's why you lost your blowout.
You're going to need a bigger meat hook.
Yeah.
You're going to need a bigger meat hook than
that.
He
lost his swag.
St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little. Well, then we can roll St. Patty's Day right into winter fashion, because I went shopping for my little green shirt yesterday.
Did you?
Got a little one underneath. Ooh.
Do you? Is that green?
It's green. It's very dark green.
Maybe I am colorblind.
You are colorblind. I told you that before.
I don't know.
It's green.
Wait, let me see. Is that green?
It's dark green. It's a fucking Russell Athletic.
Oh. You get double shirts under there.
Oh yeah. I want to look jacked, bro. How else are you going to look jacked unless you fucking, like, I got like 5 shirts on right now.
Okay.
Beards, 5 shirts.
You get a beard under your beard?
Yeah. I got a Castro over this bitch. I got a full-on Castro load.
Did you bring that back from Aruba?
Yeah.
Bruno just got back from Aruba. Mm-hmm. Did you do any...
what do you guys think about that?
Did you do any...
Nothing.
Shopping down there as far as winter fashion goes? Did you get any clothes down there?
No. No. Mm-hmm. Couple cubes. Got some cubes. Yep. That's pretty much it. A lot of food. Oh, I'll tell you about a piece of food, dog. I'm going to tell you about a fucking piece of food I had down there. Okay. You think the seafood would be good in Aruba? Eh, not so good.
Really?
Surprised.
Okay.
But one of my customers told me, he's like, go across the street and get the cheese ball. I'm like, I don't fucking... I'm on the beach all day. I don't want a fucking cheese. He's like, trust me. Go get the cheese ball. Go get the cheese ball.
Cheese bowl?
Ball. Cheese ball. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. He's like, go to Gianni's or something like that and get the fucking cheese ball. I'm like, all right, well, all right. So... You know, it's like a whole village community around this place. So you got hotels, you can walk down the strip, and then you go out into like almost the square area, and there's shops, and there's other restaurants and everything like that.
Yeah.
And the whole place is dead. Mm-hmm. Well, the beach area is alive until about 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Call it 5 o'clock. And then the beach dies off, and then the other side opens up, and it's fucking madness. You know, it's fun, but it's great. A lot of Matt was a lot of fun. We had ourselves a lot of fun. So back to the fucking cheese bowl.
Now, did you get that at like an Italian place?
Yeah,
Gianni?
Yeah. So you go, and you see a little picture on the menu of a fucking a bowl of a cheese bowl. And so it looks like a big.
I love it.
Mozzarella. No.
What's the
cheese? What's the not mozzarella? The No. Jesus Christ. The one you shred. The grated cheese, usually.
Oh, yeah. Parmesan.
Okay, so it's a big fucking wheel of Parmesan cheese. Right? We go to two cheese bowls, right? And the little tiny Italian boy comes over and he wheels the giant wheel of cheese.
They got a cheese boy?
He was the cheese boy.
I wonder if he's a sauce boy.
They had a sauce boy. They didn't let him out of the kitchen.
No.
They didn't let him out of the kitchen. But the whole center section... Of this, the wheel of cheese is probably about two and a half feet across. It's a fucking big fucker like this. Jesus. The center section is all hollowed out like a bowl. He's got a little cart with him, so he brings a cart up side of the table. He's like, Deja. You know, you can't understand what he's saying. I had to speak Italian to him and tell him we wanted two. Mm-hmm. My wife's a vegetarian. I'm like, no meat. You know, capace?
Did you speak like baby Italian or grown up Italian?
Grown up Italian. I didn't say words. I just used my hand signs for him. And he got it. He understood.
I get it.
So he scrapes out a little bit of the cheese in the middle. Mm-hmm. I think he poured a little oil in there, started swirling around.
Like that.
Then he goes to the pot, Guidi, and he pulls out this perfectly made fucking spaghetti already like blasted with the sauce in it, right?
Ooh.
So he drops a big fucking loaf of the spaghetti in the cheese bowl and just starts fucking stirring it.
Ooh.
And the inside of the cheese fucking bowl starts melting and congealing and attaching.
Like a spaghetti cheese bowl?
It was unfucking. And he pulls it out. He puts it in these perfect little stacks on the plate. Right.
He put it on a cone?
Yeah, he could have. They were like perfect little cone stacks. He was just waving it around.
Spaghetti cheese.
It's like he didn't use his shoulder joint or his elbow joint at all. He was all fucking wrist. He was all wrist swirling it in the cheese bowl. He had one big forearm. Yeah, he was fucking jacked as fuck with one arm.
He's got one like little thin little piece of shit on, but one's just...
He was fucking swirling. Yeah. Whoosh, stack, two for me.
Oh,
two
wow.
for the wife. So let's do the math here.
They're good.
Two stacks on my plate, two stacks on her plate.
Yeah.
How many stacks did I get? Take a guess.
Oh, what? How many stacks did you get after that?
No, you get the stacks of pasta.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. There's four total.
Yeah.
How many do I get?
Oh, three.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
it's fair.
Natch.
It's fair.
Yeah.
So four stacks.
What, am I laying even finishers? I'm guessing 3.5.
You want to bring up? You want to be honest on the show? We're being honest now. Is that what we're doing?
Did you do all four?
I did all four. I stacked out. I told her there was meat in it.
I'm
like, you can't even eat that. There's meat in that. I'm like, give me that fucking stack. It's fucking tremendous, though.
Oh, I can picture that. That sounds really good, man.
Dude, just a hot pasta hitting that cheese bowl. There was some melting on it a little bit, and it's catching.
Was it like a ball? Like a ball or a bowl or?
It was literally the You ever see how a wheel of cheese?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the wheel of cheese is laying on the side, and the center section's hollowed out.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just drops it in there, and the cheese melts. Ooh. And he's swimming around. Fucking one of the fattest things I've ever seen in my life. Also one of the most delicious. God. Doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That something like that is horrible for you.
Oh, yeah.
You have a piece of kale, and it tastes like death. It's the worst fucking tasting thing ever in the world.
Never done the kale.
And it's supposed to be the healthiest thing in the world for you.
That's not all that shit is. There's no taste to it. It just tastes like... If there is taste, it tastes like shit.
Tastes terrible. Tastes like dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I did do... I know we were talking recently about Brothers. You know, all the different Brothers restaurants around here. I did go to the one in Peabody last Wednesday.
That was one of the OG ones.
Is that the OG ones? Yeah. Dude, they gave me... I got...
What'd you get?
I went pretty healthy.
You gotta speak up. You
drop it off. I went pretty healthy. I got turkey, carrots,
a turkey dinner,
stuffing, and rice. Yeah,
turkey dinner.
Dude, they gave me,
I know,
way too much turkey.
It's 2 days.
Yeah, it lasted me 3 meals. It was like fucking stacks. It had to be like 4 or 5 inches high.
You get
turkey.
You get that near me with a side of roasted potatoes. It's like throwing it in the wood chipper. I'll kill that in one sitting.
Oh,
no problem.
It was so good. It was so good. It was a little, it was a little pricey for Brothers.
It's a lot of food, man.
But it's a lot of food.
If you're getting 2 meals out of it.
Yes, yeah. Because I was like, $16. Whatever. I'll make it last.
Yeah. You're still eating that to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, let me ask you a question. Do you keep the plastic? You keep the plastic it came in? You save the plastic? No. You recycle?
Well, I ate there, and then I brought it home.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I ate some there, then I got the leftover. I brought it home. Yeah, it was freaking
good. That's an interesting choice. You went to Brothers over there. Would you park?
Well, because I had...
I'm not going to talk about where you parked. Nobody wanted.
I just parked right on Lowell Street. Right. Well, does it change to Lowell Street right there? Lowell or Main? Whatever it is. I had a family who lives like 2 blocks away. So I was like, let me fucking go. It was a night meeting. So I was like, I'll pop over there. We've been talking about it. I'm itching. I was getting a little horny for it.
Yeah. That's one of the best meals you get. I would have recommended the roasted potatoes, though.
Okay. And then, yeah, actually, you know what? This makes me think of something funny. It's just old people in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, that's like old person hangout.
Old people and those motherfucking creepy, I'm going to give them mutants. 45, 50-year-old people.
Look like they're homeless?
Well, no, they're with the mom and dad.
Oh.
It's like they can't leave home. You know what I mean? A lot of those. I want to grab those motherfuckers by the nape.
Yes.
Right? And be like, well, hey, why don't you go out and fucking work for a living instead of waiting for mom and dad to die?
It's so true. That's like that at every Brothers.
It is. And they have the same kind of attitude as the parents. Like, growing up in the Depression. It's like, well, no, dude, you're 50.
Yeah.
There's no depression. The only thing depressing around here is still hanging out with mom and dad on a Friday night. Let's be honest.
I did overhear it. This is actually an old couple, probably like in their 60s. Just, you know, the wife and the husband. And this lady is just so fucking loud. And, like, she's, like, across the restaurant. She's not even sitting near me. And I can hear everything she's saying. And the husband.
White lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just totally checked out. He just does not.
Oh, like, yeah.
She was just criticizing him the whole fucking time.
They call that dressing him down.
Oh, my God. And he just didn't care. He's just on his phone. And she's, you're going to be on your phone the whole time?
He died 10 years ago.
Like, he does not even acknowledge.
Like, talking 80s?
They're probably like in their 60s. They look about 60s, maybe closer to 70, around there.
He's hoping for 80.
Yeah. And
he's not hoping for 80.
So great. She goes, can you go up and get me, you know, and she was like this real particular, like almost OCD, super particular. Can you go up and get me like just a half cup of this soda with a few cubes of ice?
It's called a broad.
Yeah, a broad. And he just like, he goes, no. I'm like, I couldn't believe what I'm hearing. She's, it was so good. And he's just like, he was just totally checked out.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I heard him say, no. So that was funny.
Probably the only thing he said in weeks.
Yeah.
Just dead.
Oh, he was the worst, though.
I can't stand seeing those fucking people with the parents, though.
Yeah, no, you're right. That does, and you know what? I think there's a few people like that in the other room.
They got a separate room for them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got your 50-year-old kid with you? Well, yeah, come with me. Come with me now. Come with me now. You're going in the back room.
Come with me, priest.
Ugh.
Yeah. But yeah, so I thought I'd bring that up. What else we got in the docket?
Let's check the I-10. Let's check this I-10. St. Patrick's Day, went to fashion. You want to talk about went to fashion?
Went to fashion? Well, I got some stuff recently.
Talk about our green clothes.
Well, okay. Oh, you want to talk about like St. Patty's clothes or just winter fashion?
Just what have you bought lately?
Okay.
We kind of went from...
You know what I've been liking for pants lately, for jeans? Tommy Hilfiger jeans. These are my old ones. I got another pair similar to this, like a lighter shade of blue.
Talking hammer loop? You got a hammer loop on the side?
No, not Carpenter.
Yeah, okay.
Not Carpenter. Just straight blue boys. Little loose, but they fit me perfectly. I really like them.
I had those boys back in the day.
I really like those boys. I got them at...
Where are you getting them?
Marshall's all day, Doug.
I got to check out Marshall's.
Oh, my mom gave me like a $200 gift card to Marshall's for Christmas. So I got... Oh, man. I got
You've been lamping strong at Marshall's.
Oh, I've been lamping. I got... I don't know how many tops. I got some... What did I get? I got some nice Champion sweatshirts. I got some nice Nautica tops. The little...
Mad Slugs.
Oh, Mad Slugs through your Nautica. Hopefully not. Well, hopefully not, Bruno.
Says you. I know how the audience feels.
Yeah, maybe when I go to Lawrence, I'll get a few.
You gotta speak up. We're being very low here.
We're being low?
We're going to lean into it a little bit. There you go.
You know, I'm sorry. I didn't do my breathing exercises before we started. I'm sorry.
Matt, back to the fashion, please.
Okay. So, yeah, I got those jeans. I got some tops. I'm lamping right now. I got some new Balance sneakers. Probably parlay these into the spring.
I think I got to get a pair of gray sneakers.
I love gray. I got a lot of gray, actually, that I in my wardrobe. Yeah, these are comfy. Gray can go with anything.
It's a neutral color.
It's a neutral boy.
I operate in the gray.
I love neutralities.
Yeah, I operate in the gray.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Bob's yesterday, and I fucking...
Bob's got a lot of shit.
I fucking hate... Pricey, though. Hate Bob's.
Pricey.
I hate it.
Yeah?
It's not built for big boys. Can you go into Bob's and grab stuff?
Oh, they don't get the big boy stuff?
Very rarely.
Marshall's does have a... Some of them have a big and tall section, but you just got to go to your...
I'm an XLT boy.
All the talls.
Yeah.
You know what's good? You know where I went? Because, yeah, you're going to love this. I took the day off last Tuesday. I had a physical.
Oh! tiny. I'm digging for tiny gems on the Stupid Cast, ladies and fucking gentlemen. We got a fucking fresh one. Unprepared. I'm assuming it went well.
I was holding this in for you.
I was assuming it went well.
It did. I wasn't able to get my labs done because I ate before.
It's a smart move.
So my blood tests and all
I've
that.
Done that. You want to know.
Well, I ate before I came, and they were like, "Oh, you didn't fast for 8 hours." Like, no, nobody fucking told me. Maybe if you told me, I would have done that. So I'd fucking come back here.
Maybe if you were a grown up, you would have known. But sorry.
Who knows that? And last time I. So the only thing like they really took me was like my blood pressure, which was okay. 134/80. Not bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
Not bad. So I felt good about that. And I had a coffee right before then. So I was like, all right, that's just good.
You don't strike me as a high blood pressure case.
No. No.
That's something I got to work on when I go in there. Speaking about breathing exercises, I try to beat it.
Oh, do you try to get? Well, some people get a little nervous when they go in there.
I try to get
good scores.
That raises
their blood pressure, you know.
I've been in there and they test it. They're like, "That's high. We'll come back in 10 minutes." And they come back and it's lower.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and but then she's, you know, we get into talking about and I what did I weigh in at? I'm 6'2", 243.
That's not bad.
Not too bad. No. I think I was about 255. I can remember about 6 months ago. So I don't know where that weight went.
I'm 255 right now.
Oh yeah.
I just hit that 5'5". Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna drop. I'm gonna cut the weight.
And so I was like, yeah, I mean, I really want to get down to like 220. That would be ideal, somewhere around there. And I was just like, you know, it's just all centrally located, Doc. Right?
Doc?
Doc.
Doc.
Doc. It's all centrally located in the midsection.
Your doctor's a duck?
She's an Asian woman, so it's close to a duck.
Ho duck?
Ho duck.
Ho duck.
Ho ducking.
Oh.
And she said it just like the last physical. It's like, you just got to do something. You know, even just walking around. Just, you know, you're not talking about working out.
Just do something.
And I'm sure we brought it up on previous casts, but Bruno gets a little kick out of my previous physical.
Matt slides the paperwork over to me. He's like, take a look at this. What do you think? And it's just two pages worth of words,
whatever,
sentences and paragraphs. And I just zoom in, and all I see is, if Matt could just do something. like you're just in a room with a cheese bowl swirling at yourself.
I could do that.
Yeah, you could. No, you couldn't. You're doing it wrong. You do an elbow and shoulder. This motherfucker was all he was.
Oh,
all
he's
wrist.
All wrists.
All wrists.
He's all Popeye.
Yeah, he's a fucking jacked as fuck in the forearm.
Yeah. Oh man, he can't jerk off because he
ripped that.
He pulls his knob off every time.
Pulls his cheese wheel out. I bet
he fucks the cheese wheel.
That's the flavor, man. That's the flavor.
That's that Alfredo.
That's that flavor. He pulled that fucking pasta out of that bucket.
They call me Al. Alfredo.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But
she did say that. She was like, she didn't really say like, yeah, well, you could just do whatever, like walk. But
yeah.
I just thought it was funny because it's the same thing as my previous physical. Yeah. So.
Still yet to do something.
Still yet.
Hey, I'll give you credit, man. You hold that line. You hold the line. You're like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing something.
No. Don't like people telling me what to do.
Yeah, you're holding the line.
I slapped her in the face.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And she poked you in the gut. She said, you are fat. She ran out of the room.
Oh, and then she got talking about my nail here.
Matt's had a dead nail for about 6 months.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like, I told him he died. So that's a sign that you died a while ago. He's got a black nail.
A black nail.
It just keeps growing out blacker and blacker.
See, it cracked at the base.
Ugh.
So it's like, I think there's nail under there. So, yeah, so I slam my finger.
This nail going all the way up to your elbow.
Huh?
You didn't know that?
It goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, it goes all the way up to your elbow.
Yeah. Oh. I knew that.
Thumbnail only.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your thumb's so strong.
And so, yeah. And so she was concerned about that. And I was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
You tell the doctor not to worry. The doctor's like, I'm really not concerned anyway. I'm just trying to do my job.
She's like, now, you know, just going over your report from your last physical. Now, do you still smoke marijuana?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, totally. I always lie. I don't know why. I was like, yeah, like two, three times a week.
they know though. They know though. They ask me how many beers I drink.
I think our viewers.
Yeah.
Know that I do it every night.
Yeah.
I'm an everyday boy. For some reason, I don't know why. It's so stupid.
A doctor's not fucking stupid.
No, I know.
When you tell them 2 or 3 days, they're like, okay, so every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they know. They know it. They know. They know the lingo.
Yeah.
The weed lingo.
And she's like, no, you're still doing,
okay.
You know, 4 to 6 drinks a week?
Oh.
Apparently, that's what I told them last time.
You're still tremendous. Yeah, I think I was 12. I'm like, well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I go out on Friday and it's around there. Yeah.
It's like, okay, triple that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw it. Exactly. Hit that with a large tray.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, and then she looks at the beer gut and she's not stupid.
No. She's a doctor. She knows. An Asian doctor at that. You got a Don doctor.
She was pretty cute, actually.
Really? How old do you think? 65?
No. She was old. She's gotta be around 30s.
Are you older than the doctor, you think? I'm running into that now.
I could have.
I think I'm older than my dentist.
I think I was older than her.
How does that make you feel about yourself? Like you're.
I don't care about that.
You don't?
No, what bugs me out is dealing with cops who are younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember thinking about that years ago.
That's a thing.
There's going to be a day when like I'm older than the cops and like a 20-something-year-old fucking punk kid. Cop,
my cousin could
just hold my life in his hand.
Cousin Guido, who you met,
he's
Revere PD. You know, he'll get you.
So that's a weird thing.
It is,
you know,
it is.
I'm gonna be 40 in a few weeks.
Oh Jesus, what?
I don't fuck with the big 4-0, bro. I got to maintain.
Was it 26?
Because a ginger like me is going insane.
I got the 26. I got Navigating Windows Seminar. Is that you? Is that your birthday?
The 6th. Yeah, the 6th, not the
26th. Oh, the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The 6th. Let's go.
It's a Saturday.
Guidi's birthday. Oh, we're going to get down on a Saturday? How does that work with the family? You just go Friday?
No, Carmen's taking the day off. Oh, perfect. It's not working Saturday.
So yeah. We skip Friday. We hold on
we could.
Saturday.
We can do 2 days. We're
really not good at that.
We're not good at
We're not good at hopping.
We're not.
We're not good bar hoppers. We're not two in a row, boys.
We like the idea.
We love the idea.
The idea is amazing, but you know,
we've successfully bar hopped before. Just so the listeners know what we're talking about.
It's like bar crawl for the.
Me and Matt will come up with a little plan. We'll be like, all right, let's meet up here because the food's better. Eat here, a couple beers, and then we leave and we go over there.
Yeah.
Perfect, man. See you in 12. Boom. Show up. We get to the first joint. We're like,
let's just stay here.
Let's stay here. You know? That's what we do. Almost every time. I can think of maybe 3 or 4 times.
I can think of the last time we did it. I can distinctly remember. It was when it was in September.
Oh.
And I don't know why I remember this so well. Because it was the good weed I got. It was that blue headband.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so I bought some weed from Offal's lady, mm-hmm. the Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And, I smoked a bunch of it before I think I picked you up. We went to Acapulco's early.
We poked early.
It was like 1:45.
Was it that early?
It was early. I remember. It was early.
Yeah, because we got stuck in traffic on the transfer.
Well, because we got early, it was like, oh, this is why
we can hop. That was a long day.
This is why we can hop. Because we started.
Yes. Yep.
So I was like, oh, I got this bud. It was like a nice September day. I went to Puppuccino's right before then, before I picked you up. Rolled a blunt in the parking lot, all shady. Smoked on the way to your place. Picked you up. We went to Acapulco's. And then we hopped over to the Onion.
Yep.
And then on the way over there, we smoked. You took a toke.
Oh my God!
And Dan was right behind us. He's like, dude, that was so God. Fucking obnoxiously stinky.
I know.
It's always good for me to. I love hearing the that because I smoke a lot I used to smoke a lot while I drive, and so it's like I wonder what the fucking person behind me.
Oh, it's amazing. I smell it all the time, man. People taking hits off bowls. I just hope it's weed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unbelievable. You are about halfway through this bitch right now.
Yeah,
we got no tunes. You call yourself a DJ.
I know. Well,
it's fucking St. Patty's. I can't get a little Pogues up in this.
I know, up
in this mouth.
Oh, you know what I can do?
Can't put a little Pogues up in this mouth. Yeah.
I'm having a little, you know.
Up in this mouth.
So my computer is fucking, it's.
Wax sauce.
It's old.
You had the good tunes playing upstairs.
I know. Yeah, let's get back to that.
Well, let's get back to Bob's, me and Bob's. So, I just fucking, Bob's
store.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Bob's store. So, we're still in fucking winter fashion, dog.
That's right.
So I go, I'm out actively hunting for a green tea to put underneath so I can show a little, like a little priest. I got a little layer over the green tea, but I'd like to show a little St. Patty priest. Fist him in the.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, but I'll tell you, man, that place is going to fucking go out of business.
That one's been there forever, though.
It's going to go out of business. Because I will never go back to that motherfucker.
So, all right, okay. So
I'm looking for a green tea.
Because they didn't have your sizes, and it's pricey there.
Some stuff was pricey, some stuff wasn't.
No.
The fucking Russell Athletic, half off my ass, no class, was, I think, $6. But the...
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to the...
Cheers to the old Team Handsome.
Is that team?
Well, that's me, but that's... One of Mike and I's very early songs.
Okay, all right. So it's a throwback. Throwback. But I got some fucking shorts. I went to get another shirt, and it's like everything's mediums and smalls. I'm looking around the store, and there's nobody in the store that's a medium or a small.
Oh, especially in that section. Yeah.
You know, I get the fuck.
I know what section.
But I'm looking for the green.
You know, they sell cat gear there.
I didn't see any. I didn't go to the boots. I didn't go looking for boots. I'm a Red Wing boy.
Look at the cat jackets.
Oh. That's good to know, because somebody asked me,
hey, can you give me a cat? How about this machine? You get me a cat coat.
You give him a Bob's gift card with nothing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
there you go, man.
Plenty of cat gear there.
Yeah, go ahead. Go crazy. On me. Usually jackass who ask me that are like the guys... Like standing on a job site who should have been fired 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Hey, where's he get a shirt for me? It's like, why the fuck would I give you a shirt? Look at you. Besides the fact that you need a shirt, because you're not wearing one, and it's February.
Fucking shithead.
You got a shirt, boy. I want some hats. We bought all this Catequa. I'm like, well, we don't buy the Catequa. You don't. You don't buy it. You kicking in for that monthly, that $4,000 a month payment? You making that payment, dog?
Wow. Yeah, they all rent it, right? They don't buy that shit.
What, the shirts?
Oh, the people that you sell to? They buy it.
They buy it?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a realistic payment on some of these. Like four grand a month.
Jesus.
I've called customers, we're a salesman. I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, listen, I just want to make sure you're good with this. He's like, what? I'm like, four G's. Four G's what? Four G's a month. You okay with this? He's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. All right.
Wow.
They're making that money.
Well, they're all, yeah.
But that fucking, they're working a contract that's fucking like a $4 million contract.
Yeah,
so. All right, so that's me and Bob's. I can't wait for Bob's to go out of business. I might look into how you fucking short a stock because I want to see those. I want to make money off those boys. Dying.
Are there any other Bob's around?
Dying.
Yeah, dying. I just know Route that one over there.
Route 1 and Bill Ricka. There's one in Route 1 in Saugus, and there's one in Bill Ricka.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Dirty old Bob.
Dirty old Bob Anderson.
Oh. See, but that's... Bob Anderson, he's a perfect fit. Not that he's a small, but he's a medium or a large.
Perfect.
Perfect fit.
A.K.A. his wheelhouse.
Yep, not me. Mm-mm. I'm in there fucking trying to... Oh, they literally had the...
No, same here, man. I can't.
The 2X on a shelf that was hanging from the ceiling. You know what I'm talking about? That high row, and I'm just fucking grabbing them and just ripping them down.
They just figure you're 8 feet tall and you can go up and reach it.
Monsters can grab it. I'm 6'4". I can barely reach it. I'm grabbing it by the dirty corners. I'm just ripping them down one by one. I'm like, that's all extra large. Fuck off.
You gotta hit up Macy's.
I don't want to hit up anywhere. I can't stand shopping.
Macy's,
people.
Well, at least the one in the North Shore Mall, they have a whole big and tall section. And it's like a legit. And it's probably just the same as, price-wise, the same as Bob's.
I didn't find Bob's. I find my Macy's a little pricey, but.
Yeah. It's good, though.
I love it. Yeah, actually, I have found some clothes that fit me at Macy's. That's where
I get some good stuff.
One of my linens that I wear in the
kitchen. What are Marshalls, man?
Oh, nah.
Marshalls has, I got all, this is all Marshalls gear.
That's, I had a Celtics shirt in my hand. I'm like, there's just no way. I'm like, I can't fucking master sport just because it's green. I'm like, I can't buy a Celtics shirt. I'm like, it'd be the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
I know.
Fucking Trayvon Rondo. You want to talk about the jack face?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Matt's trying to work his DJ situation with his fucking squeaky-ass chair. Squeaky-ass chair is back.
Back at it.
Featured guest.
Yeah, I got some old audio equipment right here, so it's a little fuzzy. But we're
you're all right. Just leave it alone.
All right.
Just leave it alone, Matt. Get back to the show. It's 36. Okay. People have been waiting fucking almost a year.
36, dog.
For you to get back in the game.
36 chambers of danger.
Oh, wait a minute. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
So the jack face, I figured out exactly what the jack face is.
Mm-hmm.
The jack face is somebody in a room or wherever you are at any given point in time is making a stupid face.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was like that face you make right as you come.
But yeah, they're okay. Making that face.
Yeah.
They get a slack jaw, eyes kind of up into the sky, into the side a little bit, and flush cheeks. Like that. I just made a jack face. So.
And this is what the jack face sounds like. Go.
So you look around. Somebody sends you like a selfie. Yeah. You can always look around in the background if somebody's making a jack face in the background. Yes. Almost every time.
Oh, yeah.
You take a picture in a bar. You look around a bar at any given point. Is some guy sitting there with a jack face on.
Today.
You got a jack face today?
No, but it's St. Paddy's Day. I can't imagine how so many pictures are being taken at bars and parades and how many jack faces are in the background. Are you kidding me?
Jack face.
You fucking kidding? In this economy?
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's jack
All
faces
All day jack faces. There's probably a lot of jack faces today.
Dozens.
Just
probably
so many.
Millions. Probably millions of jack faces.
But oh,
one,
so many.
One important part of the jack face.
They're going to get Marty Walsh in the background. He's just, oh.
Mayor of Boston, city of Boston, Jackface.
He's got, it'd be so great to see, like, Marty Walsh and Charlie Baker just hammered in, like, the background of, like, a picture at the parade, and, like, Charlie Baker's bent over, and Marty Walsh is just, like, pretend ass-fucking him with a Blast. Strong Jackface on.
There can only be one Jackface per picture, though.
Hey.
You can't have multiple.
Donkey fucking an elephant.
Oh. I get the reference.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. It's a red and blue.
And you know what? Props to both those guys. I like both those guys.
Yeah, man.
I like Marty Walsh. I like Charlie Baker.
Lumbo.
Solid guys.
Yeah.
I think they're good.
So. Opposite sides of the aisle.
But they work together.
They work together.
I like that.
City of Boston.
But, yeah. It would be nice to see Marty Walsh. I can see Marty Walsh with a nice jack face.
Well, I think Marty is a recovering alcoholic. If I could just, and by the way, your system is just.
I know.
It's the worst. Why don't you get some new cables, dog?
No, I will. No, it's this radio.
Just let the fucking, let the Alpine play. This fucking guy over here. He's a DJ, too.
Not a DJ.
Whack MC.
I'm just a whack MC.
Just a whack, not a DJ. I'm just a whack MC. One important thing about the jackface.
Yeah, what's that?
Is if you look around the room looking for the jackface.
Yeah.
And you can't find a jackface.
You're the jackface.
You're the jackface. So that's something to be concerned about. Keep your fucking mouth shut. Keep your eyes on the prize.
It's weird, Bruno. I never see the jackface wherever I go.
Well, I see a jackface right now. Granted that I'm taking a selfie.
Actually,
this fucking system.
The system's whack.
Just play it off the fucking phone, Doug.
Yeah, that might be easier.
Jesus Christ. You want to talk about dad food pickup?
Well,
do you utilize a dad food pickup technique?
Of course.
Do you? Tell me your last dad food pickup technique.
Well, I did want to continue with the jackface.
Oh, you want to go back to Jack?
Well, the whole craft thing.
He's kind of got a permanent jackface now.
Just real quick, I think this is, I got to talk about this. I mean, this is too funny. So after the whole Bob Kraft incident, sure, everyone's aware of that, the spa in Florida.
What was it? The Oriental Orchid or something?
Yeah.
I think that was the name of it.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah.
All right. Either way, so after that came out.
Oriental is racist.
I think technically it might be.
What about Celestial?
Sure.
That's okay.
They came out with a list of other guys from Massachusetts.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They were on that list, one of them happened to be my middle school math teacher.
Oh.
And
describe this boy.
He's huge. He's like 6'8".
Yeah.
Mr. Olson was his name. Yeah. Big guy.
Mr. Black. Olson?
Mr. Olson.
I got an Olson.
Yeah, everyone's got Mr. Olson.
Wow. He was from, he talked like this. And all he would do, he would say, 1, 2, 3, Fowler.
I've heard you talk about this.
One of the best days
you
of my life.
Everybody.
One of the best days of my life is when we were on page 443.
Yes, I've heard this story.
And I saw a coming dog. It's like the second it was 444, I raised my hand. Mr. Walter, what page were we on?
Oh,
triple. Oh, Mark, we're on page 444. Come on. Fucking champion. The whole classroom picked me up, carried me down the hallway. It was tremendous.
That's great.
I gotta stop saying tremendous, but
That's great. Yeah, you're aggressive with that tremendous.
I love it.
But yeah, so
back to the jack.
But yeah, so shortly after the Kraft thing came out, they released a list of other Massachusetts men that were on that list. And did I say list enough?
Jack list.
Jack list.
The Jack list.
Yeah, and he was on it. They showed his face, and he had his Jack face with the picture.
I saw it. Everybody had their Jack face. Relaxed.
And dude, when I was in middle school, the whole thing was...
I bet he was banging the gym teacher.
Yes, he was.
Oh.
I told you that. Yeah.
You did. I jumped the story.
You jumped the story.
I stepped on that.
So that was the thing. Like, he was having an affair with the gym teacher, who was my homeroom teacher. Miss Copeland. Yeah. She was tough to look at. I don't know what he was thinking.
He had a jack face. She had a jack face.
She had a jack. She had a prominent jaw. She might have had a dick.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's...
How about that operation when you think about it? It's like they just, you know, I don't know if it was the feds or whoever really busted everybody, but that was like just a continuous jack train.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like they just stopped. All right, we got one jack and lock it up. They just let the jack flow.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I think it was like hundreds of people got indicted for that.
Oh,
it was
a lot.
But it's like, what are you doing? You letting, you know the jack's happening. Yeah. They let it, they let the jack flow. Put a stop to the jack. They just let the jack go.
Jack and beats.
Yeah. Ice Cube and the Lynch Mob. Ice Cube, the Lynch Mob, and fucking Sean Kraft. Jacking for beats. He's like, I don't, I'm not interested in the beats. I'm just there for the jack.
And, you know, this is the best. So, you know, because my sister and I both had this guy as a teacher in middle school, and I text her, and she's like, wow. And she's like, you know, as I text her, she's like with my mom, and she tells my mom, and my mom's response is,
oh, that's a good one.
The Dubliners and the Pugs.
Yeah, last of the Irish Rovers. Get some. Yeah. Go ahead. Let's see.
And so my sister tells my mom, my mom's first response was, I'm not surprised.
I love it. Classic mom. Classic, classic mom reaction.
So good.
I always knew he had a jack face.
So, yeah. So I couldn't let that slide by.
I'll tell you one guy.
Jack face.
One guy who will not be indicted in that Jack-spiracy.
Jack conspiracy
is the Mr. Olsen that I know.
No.
You know why?
Because he's gay.
He's dead. And he might have been gay.
He was gay. He had a little Asian boy back there, Jack.
Oh. Oh, no. That feels wonderful.
Oh, wow. I'll give you all this FOA inches.
You can have all FOA. Little Olsen tap. Shout out to the, we both got Olsen boys.
The boys faux feet tall.
Oh my
faux
god.
Faux feet, faux inches.
How tall are you, faux foot faux? Oh my god. What is that pesky little thing hanging there? Can we call it number four? Oh. You want to stay with the jack face or?
We can move on.
You want to talk about you talking to old boys?
No jack face talking around.
Just that the general rule of thumb, if you're looking around for the jack face and you can't find it, you're the jack face. Someone's looking at you. Could be on a security camera like, look at this fucking jack face.
I don't mind being a jack face.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
That means I'm having a good time.
Yep.
You know, hey, fuck you for not having a jack face.
Yep.
Jag off.
You blew it, jag off.
You jag off.
Where are you going, jag off?
Yeah.
So Matt talks to old boys?
Oh, okay. Matt talks to old boys.
Matt talks to old boys.
So, the Dunkin' Donuts, or one of the Dunkin' Donuts I go to on the weekend, I go in town. It's a great D&D. And this is always a group
don't
of
don't say what town, because we don't want the fans like, blowing up your spot. That's the thing.
That's true.
Because I'll be there waiting.
Yeah. So this is an Andover.
Okay.
Let's just call it the Dunkin' Donuts in Andover.
Okay.
And, so yeah, there's a bunch of, there's a group of old guys.
Jay's Google searching right now. He's fucking swiping hard. He's looking. He's like, I'm going to be at every one of these.
I'm calling him out.
Dunkin's.
Calling his Jay's out.
Wait to see if there is an old boy. Maybe I'm the old boy, Jay's thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm the old boy. Sorry. Good.
So it's like, it's a group of like six of them. And,
six Jays?
Just old guys.
Oh, okay.
So, but let me get more. So I go there one day, and there's just one of them who's probably older than most of the guys. How old did he say he was? He was 83. He lives in a home, like a little old age home, right in town. And I'm sitting there. I'm just sitting down, eating, chilling. And he just turns around, and he just starts talking to me. Just out of the blue. He's like, you know, I fell last week. I was like, what? That's just how he did. He turned around and goes, you know, I fell last week at my house.
What do you think my reaction is in that situation?
You get up and leave.
No, I just look at him. I say, good.
Good.
Good. And I wrote those reactions, which would probably be good. And I say, yeah, good,
yeah, good.
I'm glad you're fine. I wish you were still on that ground. On that hard, cold ground. You're reluctant to get the fucking presser that'll save your life someday. That's why I'm saying good, because you won't get the presser.
I know he didn't.
You won't get the presser.
He said he was on the ground for like an hour before he was able to get to the phone and call 911.
That's not bad. An hour's not bad.
Yeah. And so he's telling me, you know, it's just a lot of just tangents. Just he's going off in different topics. His name's Lou, by the way. He's 83 years old.
Lube?
Lou.
Lube?
Lou.
Lou.
No boo.
No boo?
No B.
So, sushi joint, but go ahead.
Boo. Yeah. And,
hold on a second. That's a commercial. Matt, yeah, nailing it. I'm going to, I might have to take control of the audio.
There we go. Rocky Road to Dublin.
Okay.
Rocky Road to Dunkin' Donuts.
to Lou Town.
To Lou Town.
Lube Town.
And so he just gets to talking to me. He must have been talking to me for like a half hour. I always have to cut it off with these guys.
Yeah.
I always like, all right, I got to go there. And so he just goes on to just talk about random things and what he does. And what does he do? He makes pyramids out of like paper.
Yeah.
He plays a little piano.
What? I'm good with the piano, but he makes pyramids out of paper?
Yeah, this is you know, one of his pastimes.
Is that a passion?
He sounded pretty passionate about it. He probably devoted about 10 minutes to talking about that. And I'm just like, that. He's talking about like basic geometry. What the fuck is going on right now?
Like a hyoid?
Just different pyramids and like different like some of them he makes a three-sided one, some a four. I don't know.
How many sides like, in a rhomboid? Go. That's what I would hit him with that.
Rhombus? That's a diamond, right?
No, diamond's a diamond. Well, in your economy.
But then, I thought it was so funny. So after he was just rambling along, then he goes, you know what? Well, my grandfather got kicked in the head by a horse.
Grandfather?
Yeah. Grandfather got kicked in the head by a horse.
Sounds like this guy fucking took a couple yaps to the...
Yeah. I was like, how the fuck did that happen? I didn't say fuck. I was like, how the hell did that happen? I didn't say that.
You gonna swear around your elders? You gonna swear around those old fucks?
Those old fucks? That's all my dude. Then he goes, he was a horse and buggy guy. He would deliver the mail. He was a horse and buggy guy. And one morning, the horse got a little restless, kicked him in the head.
It happens.
He died 5 days later.
Oh, 5 days. Swollen brains.
Swollen brains.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
They didn't know to cut a hole. He let that brain air out.
Yeah.
Swelling's gonna go somewhere. He cut a nice little hole in that skull.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Wes told me.
Mm-hmm.
UTK. Get some.
What else did he tell me? It was just a lot of random conversation. And then, the best part is, I go back like a week later, and I see him there, and I sit down, and I was like, hey, Lou. He's like, who are you?
You've been known to make a good impression.
It's like, oh, this is perfect.
You should have ran with it.
No, remember we talked about my black nail and my doctor's appointment? You don't remember? Yeah.
Just totally stop making shit up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We talked about how my grandfather got kicked in the head with the horse foot. Oh, mine did too. Really? We talked about that? Yeah, we had the same fucking grandfather death experience. Mine was Suffolk Downs.
Yeah,
playing,
okay.
The ponies.
Yeah.
Playing the ponies. Suffolk Downs. Playing the pony.
Ponies are the dogs. Actually, my uncle worked at Suffolk Downs.
Suffolk Downs is the pony.
Is it the pony?
The other one's the...
Which one's the dog track?
It's closed.
Isn't that the same place, though?
No, different place.
Do the dogs there, too?
No.
No.
Fucking dogs would be dead. The track's too...
Too fucking
the boys would fucking blow a pot. They get halfway around that course and fucking blow a pot.
Be
dog pots everywhere.
What are they doing with that now? Is that's still that's Suffolk Downs?
It was going to possibly be the casino. It should have been the casino.
Should have been. I mean, fucking should have been.
Yeah, totally.
So much.
I saw a lot of people pulling in there on a Friday night when I was coming home from those.
But it's still Suffolk Downs though. It still have the
yeah.
We went there.
The fuck is the other one called?
The dog track. It was, you know, I have to work there. Fucking
Greyhounds.
Yes. I miss you,
but, Doesn't matter. St. Patrick's Day. Fuck those horses. Fuck those horses, lad. Fuck those horses right in their tiny seats, lad.
In their tiny seats. Do you think they're going to have Irish music playing at Building 19?
They will if we ask. Which brings us to our next conversation. You want to talk about the Maggie's Band?
Yes.
Okay. I remember us being in there, and this reinforces the band. I remember us being in there one time on a St. Patrick's Day, requesting that they play a little Irish music instead of fucking
pop poop.
Oh, God, what is that?
Pop
fucking
poop.
Yeah, whatever the
modern
fuck.
Modern day pop poop.
Yeah. But they're like, nope. Yeah. St. Patty's Day. You can't give us a couple fucking Irish songs? Nope. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Put it on the. Hey, put it on the pop. Put it on the pop.
Yeah. So we haven't been to Maggie's, which if you've been a viewer.
A steady viewer.
Steady viewer. You watch us.
You watch our podcast live stream.
You know.
On Vimeo.
Yeah.
Vimeo Grams.
We, you know, we've established that Maggie's is our home bar. We haven't been there in, what's today's date? 17? Almost 3 months.
When was the last time we were there?
Right before Christmas. That's when Red Goat left. So we had a going away party for a faithful Golden Boy member, Red Goat.
Who's probably never listened to this podcast. Most of the Corner Boys think that we really don't do a podcast. It'll be granted we haven't in quite a few months, but we would tell them about the podcast. We're like, all right.
Dan listens to it pretty regularly.
Yeah, Dan
does. Dan will listen to it at work, and like other people will.
Dan listens, Boom listens,
and
Wes off and on. Wes's son.
Wes's son will listen to it.
Yeah. Son of Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Snowden listens.
223 will listen to it. Dan's boy.
Well, we could talk about that, too. Well, let's finish with the band before we get to 223.
Yeah, so...
I don't give a fuck. I do a little bit, but if you treat me poorly... I got an issue with that, but nothing crazy. But the fact that...
We go in there a lot.
We go in there a lot.
We spend a lot of money.
Between me and you...
I don't spend a lot of money, but...
You don't. But between me and you, a G
like
a month.
Pig squealing. Literally, there's a little
between you
and... Clip right there.
Yeah,
on the
don't do that.
Yes.
About a G a month.
And with all those other guys, I
mean... You're talking fucking easy two G's a month.
Easy.
Imagine that.
Just think on, like, when we were going there a lot. Every Friday, four Fridays a month.
Sunday.
Those guys... And possibly... Yeah. Throw maybe like 6 days there a month. That's
yeah.
a lot of money, man.
It's a lot of money. A lot of money.
And we were just getting a little disrespected.
Yep. We're just kind of leaving it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Waitresses, bartenders, all those people are cool.
Awesome. Love them. Love you. But you know. And they know that.
Yep.
And so, I don't know what's going to happen.
Tough time spending my money in a joint where you don't...
I don't feel love.
I don't need to feel appreciated.
We don't feel respected.
A famous line from The Sopranos, you know, you can't shit on my head and expect me to thank you for the hat.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's great.
I made that one up just now.
Sopranos.
Which you've never seen.
I know. Oh, that could
be
old.
That's a great one, man. Yeah, so we're getting to the Maggie's Band, the Brolin, the Jack Face. Matt talks to old boys.
You guys can't see it, but Bruno's got a giant Affleck head right now and a tiny body.
Yeah, the boys asked me to grow out an Affleck instead of a Brolin, so I'm running the risk of a stroke pushing this out. I can grow a haircut if I push hard. See, but then it could go bad. The push. You have no idea how much focus.
You go to the yoga studio to concentrate
yeah,
on that?
I do. I get the balls. Boom.
Get the dolly coming in.
It's very Apocalypse Now. I'm floating around.
Yeah.
I got my ding da ba do da ba da. Work for my patio. Work for my patio. It's blowing on my head.
Blowing on my head.
You know, I just float around. Boom. Next thing you know, you got a Brolin popping. But if I push too hard, I run the risk of a stroke. Well, I got an aneurysm over a haircut, you know?
No, you don't want to do that.
So give me 3 days.
It's a strong look.
I think I'm better off with an Affleck than a Brolin.
They're similar.
Yeah.
They're a little similar.
I like how they have all these, like, they have, like, the haircuts in these movies, which are clearly, like, very manicured, beautiful haircuts that are done by, like, a professional hairstylist behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But they show them, like, they're in Afghanistan fighting the fight, and they got this beautiful fucking Brolin going on. It's like, come on, what are you doing?
Jarhead, more like Brolin head.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you want to be protected from a blast.
Well, they had, what's his name?
They take a helmet off.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Perfect. Blowing Brolins.
That's a nice little
Freudian blue.
Freudian something.
It's a Freudian blue.
This is more like a...
It's a Freudian blue.
Freudian slipper. You wearing your Freudian slippers?
I'm wearing my Freudian slippers. Strong slips.
What else have we...
I got one that I added after the fact.
What else haven't we talked about since last week?
Yeah, that's true. Well, just last week we did one. 35 seems like a lifetime ago.
This is just last week.
Time's going by so slow.
Oh, you know what? It was daylight savings, that's why.
There you go.
That had something to do with it.
So we technically should have done two last week to make up for the gap. It should have been quicker. Almost missed. Hey, you want to talk about classic stew?
Yeah.
Classic stew set my alarm clock for we were flying out at about 6 in the morning.
Oh.
Set my alarm clock for 2:30. That's when the change happens. My alarm clock didn't go off. I just happened to wake up. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. I woke up at 3. I'm like, look at my phone. I'm like,
oh, it didn't go off. That's weird.
Yeah, I just happened to wake up. So
that's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, for all the stupids listening.
I actually woke up an hour late. I had to be in Dedham by 9. Last Friday, I woke up at 8. I got to be up at 7. But I just slept in. I never sleep in like that. I slept in. I actually ended up getting there by 9:15.
What time was the appointment?
It was my safety care training.
Oh, Dedham. Oh.
So I got there by 9:15. There's no traffic.
Exactly. I'm still sleeping.
Yeah. I was surprised.
So a couple quick ones here. We can keep. We're over an hour now, dog. We're gonna keep it going for a little bit.
Want to talk about some sliders talk?
Oh yeah, you want to do King of Sliders? We'll save a few. We got a few boys we can save.
Okay.
I thought of some other ones. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's have some quick bangers. KOS can be a little. That could probably go on for a little bit.
Let's just do King of Sliders.
King of Sliders. Okay.
So Matt.
So this is what Bruno came up with.
It's what I do when I'm in the tiny room.
I think he's got... I don't know what he's...
A little too much time on.
I think he's got something behind this.
I don't at all. That's the ultimate in stupidity right there, is I don't have anything behind
me. I'm skeptical about him giving me props.
You're waiting for the other shoe. You're waiting for the hoof to drop.
I'm waiting for that fucking...
You're waiting for that horse hoof to kick.
Waiting for that Doc Martin to drop.
Yeah, you're waiting for that horseshoe to hit you in the head. So I had a... Had a moment of clarity the other day.
Suffolk Downs.
In Suffolk Downs. It was in Suffolk Downs, having moments of clarity. And I realized that Magweedy has more sliding doors in his place than anyone I've ever met in my whole life.
Stroking my beard like a pimp right now.
And I know motherfuckers with multi-million-dollar mansions. I don't. Really high-end joints.
You probably sell to them.
I sell to them, but they won't let me in. They won't let me in. I'm talking like a $5 million joint overlooking the water on like a Marblehead or a Swanscott. You know, Gloucester, on a fucking mountain range in Gloucester. You know? Maybe they got three sliders. When I say sliders, I mean sliding doors. I thought to myself, I'm like, fucking Guidi has got like five sliding doors. In your house. I'm in here right now. I'm in the house. And I counted five.
I don't know where you get the five.
Fives. I'm off with the five?
I got three.
You go, no. You got one.
I got one.
Two, three.
Wait.
Four, five.
Oh. I go, are you counting the garage?
I'm counting anything that slides.
Well, then, if you want, if it slides, I got four.
Yeah, you got four.
I got one down here in the basement. I got two on the second.
We're talking anything that slides. I'm gonna give you a little. I'm giving you three. I got to run for your money. I got the bathroom sliding door, which is kind of whack. I should get one taken off for that. The pocket door. I get the pocket door for the bathroom.
Oh, you?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a slider.
We'll throw a couple more sliders in here, really, to reinforce the king of sliders. So, okay. So long and the short of it is Matt is the fucking king of sliders.
We ain't talking about little burgers, dog.
Out of anybody I know, in all reality, you got way more sliders than anybody. I got one. Technically, if we're talking about exterior sliding doors.
Yep.
I got one.
Yes. It's stronger. It goes out to a nice deck. You got a strong deck.
Listen, this isn't about me.
Okay.
This is about you. And there's no other foot dropping. It just happens to be the fact I called you just to let you know.
I was caught off guard. I was like, hey,
you, in fact, you are the king of the sliders.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are going to have a moment. This might be a 15 minutes.
This is my.
You were hoping for that rap game to bring you there, but this is it, dog.
King slacking on the rapping.
King of the sliders. That's what the king of the sliders is all about.
I'll take it.
You know Mike what? G have a? Does Mike G have a slider?
I think he said he does.
He's got one. I think we gotta leave the garage doors and the pocket doors and all that stuff.
When it comes down to just sliding glass straight, doors, I got three of them.
Straight sliders.
I got three of them. You know what? So on the second floor.
I don't know anybody with two, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Matt just looked at me with a serious face, the most serious face I've ever seen him make, with his fucking, his thumb and his forefinger pinched together, and he just said, I'm like, I don't even know anybody else with two, and he just went, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good one.
That's right, dog.
Fucking king of the slider. So,
and you know what? I got two sliders on the second floor, one off the kitchen, one off the living room. I mean, you could go right. You know what I should do is put some fucking furniture out there. Put a little, you know, especially for the summer.
Out in the front?
A little coffee, a little breakfast out there.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know why I haven't.
I thought I saw chairs out there.
Because
I saw chairs out there.
We did. But we could do a better job.
It's tight. It's nice, though. But it's tight.
It's tight, but you could easily, I mean, nice little, like, little, you know.
KOS is going to rock you.
KOS is going to.
KOS is gonna rock you.
Rock you. Yeah. I think I gotta do that this
you just gonna play this song?
This summer. I just blare this. I'm like right in like the nutsack of the sack.
Too, yeah, you're technically one of the balls.
I'm like one of the
You and Choi. You and Choi, you got two balls in the sack. Okay, you and Choi.
Choi got one little nut.
Asian nut boy.
Uh-oh.
Stand by to get some.
Oh, look who joined us.
Guesser's back on St. Patty's Day.
How's it going, Lord?
Wonderful. You know how it... Well, I know how it's going with you. You have no idea what's going on with me, Matt.
You drink? Does Lord Humongous drink?
Gasoline.
You know what?
Gasoline on the rocks. Ain't no big surprise.
Rocks meaning like chopped up like muffler parts?
No, like railroad rocks.
Oh, rocks, okay.
What do you mean? What are you saying? Ice? That's why you won't find
corn syrup. Ice? Preservatives chopped up. Or
artificial methamphetamine?
Yes.
Didn't know you like to get wet, bro. Find out what
so stupid. Hey, you know what? I saw a movie last night, and I think there's someone that can rival you, Lord Humongous.
What?
Colonel
Sanders.
Kurtz.
Walter E. Kurtz. You're an errand boy. Sent that grocery clerk. Grocery clerks.
You're just an errand boy.
To collect the bill.
I don't know. He's a big guy. Walter E. Kurtz is a big guy.
Colonel Walter E. Kurtz.
Didn't you go to grade school with him?
I did with Brandon, not with Kurtz. Oh, he was an ass. I'll tell you one thing. Between me, you, and the fence, he was an asshole.
Okay. We won't talk about it anymore.
Like the bill.
Yeah, so I watched Apocalypse Now last night for the first time.
What did you think?
I liked it. I stayed up to fucking, dude, I started watching at 11:30. So I went to 2 in the morning watching that movie.
So good.
Because I was like, oh man, I'm just going to watch half of it. I just couldn't. I just kept going.
How could you stop?
I couldn't stop.
That movie gets better the more you watch it.
And I did get, per Bruno's request, or suggestion, request and suggestion, that I get super high. I did. I got super high before.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, it was nice.
Did you catch Harrison Ford in the beginning?
Oh, yeah. John Harrison. I like that Robert Duvall character, though.
Terminate. Colonel Command. Sorry.
Terminate.
With extreme prejudice.
You know what I thought was fucked up? Probably the most fucked up part of the movie was when they came across the, you know, they're going down the river.
The Nung River.
The Nung.
Nung.
Nun?
Nung.
Nun. No nuns.
Nung.
I didn't see any nuns.
No, Nung River.
Nung. Okay.
Nung River, not Plastic Patrol Boat. PBR, hence PBR Street Gang. PBR Street Gang, this is Almighty standing by. How do you copy?
Yep. Yes. Yep. And I get the whole PBR Street Gang thing from a while back.
Sometimes I say things just to amuse myself at a bar, and I think that movie, you seeing that movie, would help. Like, there's probably like a couple things that might click in your head, like at some point, like, oh, yeah, I've heard Bruno say that. Like, so,
yeah, no, I was like, PBR Street Gang, PBR Street Gang. Yeah, you said that.
I get it, Bruno.
I know you do.
But the scene where they just come across a boat that they needed to check for weapons, and what was it? One of the girls moved and they shot her, but she was still alive.
She shouldn't have moved.
And then, yeah. And then, what's his name? Sheen just was like, they were like, oh, we gotta take her to the hospital. And Sheen was just like, finished her off.
I told you shouldn't have stopped.
I told you shouldn't have stopped, yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was right. That's what happens when you stop. Always keep moving. You know this man.
Don't get out of the boat.
Bye, Tiger.
Oh, the Tiger thing.
I'm a saucier. You're a jack-off. You're not a saucier. You're a jack-off. And look at you now. Your head. Your tiny head.
Oh, yeah. Brando dropped his head off.
Of course he did. Dropped it in his lap.
He was a pussy.
Jack-off.
When he chopped his head off, did he have a jack face? Oh, that'd be funny.
Oh.
It'd be funny if that.
That's a good point. That's why I wear the steel mask, so no one can see my jack face.
You have a constant jack face?
Constant jack. I was burned in a fire, man. Very early, very young age.
Can you take that mask off real quick?
I can't. It would be.
Just take it off. Just take it off. Take
not
it off.
One.
Just
so.
Give me a little peek. A little peek. Oh, I got you.
No.
Whoa!
Fuck.
Jesus
fuck.
Christ.
I didn't want to be the jack face in the room.
You are the jack face
always,
in the room.
That's what I didn't want anybody to know.
Jesus.
I am always the jack face in the room.
Lord Humongous, more like Lord Jackface.
God damn it.
Lord LJF.
I gotta go do some deadlifts.
Alright, get the fuck out of here.
What? I will tell you when I leave. Alright, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Hey, good seeing you. Bruno, good seeing you. You're looking well.
Thanks, Lord.
You've been training?
My shoulder's been bugging me, but you know, I always maintain a little mass.
I can tell. You're looking well. See you soon. We train. Let's do some legs soon.
Absolutely, Doug. He's out. Humongous is out.
Lord out.
I'll tell you, I haven't seen him in a while.
No.
A week.
Or so. He let himself go a little bit.
I thought he looked great.
Okay.
I think he looks great. I think he hurt his shoulder, too.
You think he shaves his ass?
Well. I don't think he does.
I don't see probably, a hair in his body.
Probably the shoulders. Definitely the shoulders.
I might have to start shaving my shoulders.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, you never go tank top. You only tank top flip flop, rock bottom, right?
In the summer, occasionally.
It's also who cares, right?
Yeah. I don't even give a shit. Yeah. Or. Or maybe when I roll in the shunju after you guys help someone who just had a seizure. I remember rocking sandals.
That's awesome. Yeah, sliders.
Sliders.
Again, king of sliders. Full circle. We're a buck 13 in this bitch, man. This is the longest cast we've done.
I know. Should we maybe wrap up talking about... is it Mike G on the docket?
Yeah, Mike G. We were thinking about... We've got to get Mike G back out here.
Physically?
Yeah. No, you want to get him on this. Well, we can do both. But.
Either or. I would much rather... I don't need a hologram version of Mike G. I'd much rather...
I would love that. How quickly would you run over and start, like, side-fucking the hologram? We both would. Immediately.
You start pouring beer in the hologram?
He's just blurring in and out. Like, the stupid cast. It's my only hope. It's my
almost pop. I almost pop.
Almost a pop cast.
Almost pop. And for those who don't know what a pop is, it's just you laugh so hard when you get beer in your mouth, you just
bleh. Yeah. So what I was thinking about doing to get Mike G and his whole family, if we got to bring the family, I guess. But
Yes.
So we're going to set up a Go Dumb Me page.
Go Dumb Me.
Yeah. So we're going to set up a Go Dumb Me page. I'm gonna cash in my coins tomorrow, and I'm going to take 5%. Of my coin cash in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to set up this Go Dumb.
Okay.
So, expect you to contribute.
I'll throw a dime.
Throw a dime in?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much money Mike's going to need to get everybody out here. But, you know, we'll fly him out.
I mean, we could easily raise a dollar.
But this, we'll fly him out in the stupid cash jet. We'll get him out here. Christ, we'll have to make... How many... He's got... It's him and his wife and his kid?
Yeah.
All right. So, we'll have to make 3 trips.
Oh yeah,
and you know I don't know how old his child is, but the child have to learn how to fly the plane.
3.5. I think she's almost. I think she's 3.5. I think she's almost before this summer. Right?
Set her up in a glider.
Yeah,
she can glide.
Worst comes to worst, we could turn like the pipeline into like Running Man and have like some sort of
luge. You want to Elon Musk it out?
Like a luge, yeah.
Shoot a stupid shoot.
Just shoot the whole family across, you know, through the pipeline
on the ground.
Yeah.
I like it.
And just use like syrup fuel.
Okay.
Syrup gas. Does that make?
Sounds like you looked into this a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So we only need a dollar to make this happen?
Yeah.
I think we can raise that in the course of the next 100 years.
4 quarters.
Goal of the stupid cast. I should talk about. We should talk about that before we put all this work into getting Gibbons out here.
Mm-hmm.
100 casts in 100 years. Every 100 years, we do 100 casts. So technically, dog, we're way ahead of schedule.
Way ahead of schedule.
I think we should wrap it up with that.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.